Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of In Liberty and Health, the Sunday Coffee edition. In honor of what we're going to talk about today, the Renaissance, if you will, I got my Black Label Society Scully mug. My favorite mug. You know, if you look at this thing, you would assume that this is like a very, very thick and heavy-duty mug. But it's really not. It's actually pretty like thin on the inside. And I know I've explained this on the podcast before, but I was drinking coffee, or I was washing my old one, and it already had like cracks all around it because I put it in the dishwasher because I'm an idiot. And I went to go wash it, and I was scrubbing the face of it right in here, right? And it just like peeled the face off like Mortal Kombat style. I was so heartbroken. But obviously I had to get another one. I think that mug's like $30 or $40. So it's not cheap, but it's totally worth it. So anyways, I hope everybody's doing well. Going to be a little bit more of a casual stream. And as always, you guys can ask any questions. And I always appreciate those questions if they come with a super chat. You don't have to give a super chat, but I just appreciate it if you do. You can always become a channel member if you want to support me that way as well. $2.99 a month. You will be getting this week's Lynch Mob show if you become a channel member, probably the day after I post it. Really good footage from this thing as compared to my old one, which literally, as soon as I got this, this is my old one, right? Little tiny GoPro 3. I've had this thing for probably about 8 years now, I want to say, maybe even longer than that. It literally, like, as soon as I got this thing and I tried to get like the SD card out of this to change it around, it just stopped working. So anyways, channel members will get to see a Common Crowns performance with Lynch Mob Wednesday night. And obviously Wednesday, I do have a show already pre-recorded that members can watch right now as well, with Jason Smith, where we talk about China, the way that Chinese people kind of view Trump and the foreign policy implications and a ton of other stuff. So those are some of the benefits if you choose to donate to me very, very kindly, $2.99 a month here on YouTube. And other ways you can support me is to go to all the links below, but mainly I'm going to tell you tigerfitness.com/Kyle, Kyle M. Something like that. Either way, there is a link below for that. And use code Kyle at checkout to let Tiger Fitness know that the Matovic family sent you and that you want to support me and everything that I do. So without further ado, let's run the introduction. And if you guys have anything, please type it below.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Cheers, everybody. Good morning. I got Death Wish Dark Roast today. Man, you could smell that shit from a mile away. I'm telling you. So, anyways, I wanted to do today's show on kind of like the Renaissance, if you will, because I do think it's not like some great, huge thing, but I'm feeling very, very motivated lately. Like, you know, obviously everybody talks about the vibe shift and, you know, whatever you want to say, but like specifically with the thumbnail. So for people watching on YouTube, and if you're on Facebook, you might've seen the thumbnail. Twitter, you didn't see this, but I use a thumbnail and I put Trump over in the left corner, and then he's pointing at two albums that just came out within the last like month. All That Remains, Anti-Fragile, and then Killswitch Engage, This Consequence. Now, Shadows Fall also put out an album, or well, a single, In the Gray, I want to say like 2 months ago. Bleeding Through just put out an album, I think, last week, and they have people... I think they have Byron Davis from God Forbid on that. Brian Ferris on there. They have a whole bunch of people just from these huge metalcore bands like 20 years ago. and you know, Trivium and Bull for My Valentine are doing the Poison Ascendancy tour. There is just like this resurgence of heavy metal recently, and I am all about it. I absolutely love it. If anybody knows me, you know that like all these metal bands putting out all this stuff, this is like the shit I grew up on, right? Because I'm an early 2000s heavy metal kid, right? And this is, you know, I think properly been dubbed the new wave of American heavy metal. I am all about this, and I'm so happy to see all of these bands touring. You know, God Forbid got back together, Bleeding Through got back together. Granted, that was like 2018. Shadows Fall got back together and put out a song, and they're obviously probably going to put out a full album. It's just awesome, man. I am so excited. There's so many cool concerts coming to Pittsburgh. So hopefully if you're here, including Lynch Mob, but there's so many cool concerts coming to Pittsburgh. I'm going to struggle. My wallet is going to hurt. And for those who may not have tuned in to the Important Announcement podcast, my wife and I are expecting a little girl here in August. So, you know, I'm sorry to my future daughter, but funds are going to be a little bit tight over the next couple of months because there's a lot of concerts that your old man wants to go to. Good morning, Moldy Apple, Perfectly Crafted Skull. Yeah, this is, as they call it, the Skolly mug. So if you go to Black Label Society's website and go to their merch store, you could see it. And obviously Skolly's kind of like representative of Black Label Society, as you see right there. So yeah, it's all good stuff. And Death Wish Coffee, I wish I had their Valhalla Java, which is really good too. That's like Zach Wild's signature blend. But, you know, Death Wish, the Dark Roast will do. Good morning, Jay Forte. Hopefully you're doing well. Yeah, so going into 2025, now Trivium's been doing this, Trivium and Bull for My Valentine have been doing the Poison Descendancy tour, I think, for like the last maybe year and a half. And they did it all over Europe first. And I'm going to guess it's probably, Moldy, I got you. Yeah, I'd like to believe it's a good shape, Skull. Like I said, I've only gotten compliments ever since I started shaving my head. So I think it fits me. Maybe I'm wrong. People in the chat can tell me if my head looks like shit shaved, but you know, it is what it is. But so I think because, or Trivium and Bull for My Valentine are doing the Poison Ascendancy tour all over Europe because obviously Bull for My Valentine's from Britain, if I remember correctly. So I think because they're the bigger of the two bands, or seemingly so, and definitely over in Europe, they're way bigger than Trivium. They wanted to do that over there. And then they decide they want to come to America. Well, like, I think it's, I don't know who the opening band is, but I know Bleed From Within's on there. And like, if you don't know who Bleed From Within is, you should check them out. Their singer sounds a lot like Winston from Parkway Drive, but he's definitely better. And their guitar players are so much better. They're much more like intricate riffs, a lot faster and heavier. I dig them a lot more. They use seven strings as well. So Bleed From Within is just badass. A lot of like Phrygian style riffs. So they definitely have a very, very distinct sound. So definitely check them out. But they're coming with Trivium and Bull for My Valentine. So I mean, that is just like the perfect lineup for me, because Ascendancy was that and The Sin in the Sentence by Trivium are my two favorite albums by them. And, you know, I originally grew up, like, I first heard of Trivium. The first song I ever heard by them was Torn Between Silent Charybdis off of Shogun. And I want to say I heard of them right around when that album came out. So it would have been about like 2009, 2010-ish. And then obviously you go back through and you listen to a band's whole discography and you find out, oh, Trivium has a lot of good albums. Even the Crusades. A lot of people knock the Crusades, but the Crusades were overall pretty good. Like Matt's vocals in that album weren't the greatest, but the overall songwriting was still good enough. Like I'd still enjoy it. And, you know, this is coming from somebody who has a pretty low bar for like what's good and what I'll listen to. But, you know, obviously I could say, like, in comparison, if you compare Ascendancy to the Crusades, Ascendancy blows it out of the water 10 times out of 10. But yeah, good morning, CRX. And yeah, some people do have messed up heads. I have a coworker who is complaining about balding. And if he decides to shave his head, I don't think it's going to look good on him. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, I started balding when I was like 23, and eventually I just, you know, I would say probably like 6 months ago, I just decided, all right, fuck it. We're going with it. And nobody has told me I look bad other than my wife's stepsister's kid. She looked at me the one day when I took my hat off when I was up at my in-law's house, and she said, I think she said, you're bald and look horrible. Which, I mean, she's like an 8-year-old, so, you know, what am I going to do, drop kick her through the wall? No, you just laugh at her and, you know, kind of move on. And Jack, it feels like it's been a long time with no C. I do have my handy sun-kissed here, but yeah, if you guys have any questions about anything, drop them in the chat, because I'm just kind of in the mood to bullshit today. So the other thing is that I did listen to the, what the hell was it called? I literally just said it earlier. This Consequence. That's it. This Consequence by Killswitch Engage. I've been listening to it all week. I think it came out Tuesday. And man, that is just like a breakneck record. And they've had two badass records back to back. So I think it was their 2016 album. I can't remember what it was called, but it had like Strength of the Mind and stuff like that on it. The album was okay. And like the tracks that were good were really good, but the tracks that weren't good, they were awfully forgettable. Like, I can't even remember. The Great Deceiver was one. Carry On. Like, these songs weren't bad, but they really weren't that memorable. Now, when Atonement came out in late 2019, that was awesome. I mean, you know, Crownless King, you can't listen to that song and listen to fucking Chuck Billy just fucking ripping and be like, man, this isn't a good song. Like, that album had so many killer hits. I Can't Be the Only One was a really good tune. I actually didn't like Unleashed all that much. Like, that song got played out to me pretty quick, but I mean, it's still good, and I'm sure it's going to be a staple in their set. So, you know, man, whatever. What was the other one? They had a guest vocalist on another one. Oh yeah, how could I forget? Jeez. The Signal Fire with Howard Jones. Like, man. That's a pretty good one. Moldy Apple said, I listened to Lil Wayne solos on loop. That's pretty good. But yeah, this Consequence has a lot of rippers on it too. I don't know the track, you know, track names off the top of my head, but every single song I listened to, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. There was, I don't remember what song it is, but it had that kind of like Phrygian style. And when I say Phrygian, basically that means almost like, you almost think of like an Egyptian sound, right? That, at least that's kind of like how I remember it. A very minor, dark sounding riff. They kind of have like a clean bridge with that. And I thought it was a really, really cool, really, really cool part of a song. I don't remember what song it is off that album, but, even like the first song that they put out, Forever Aligned, the beginning of it, I just want to like slam a dumpster into the ground and create a crater in the earth. And then the one they put out after that, man, a lot of these songs are just like escaping my mind. I Believe, or whatever the hell it was called. That one was pretty good overall. Not quite as heavy as others, but I still enjoyed it. Marty Friedman, I like Marty Friedman quite a bit. He was the guitar player for Megadeth for a long period, or for a period of time, because let's face it, Megadeth never really keeps guitar players around for all that long. But I don't remember what all albums he was on. I know he was on Rust in Peace, and obviously that's like Megadeth's, you know, probably people's general favorite album when they think about Megadeth. I think he was on Risk, Countdown to Extinction, Rust in Peace. I think he was on those three. And if he's on any others, please correct me. He's done a whole bunch of solo albums. I had his one solo album that had like a guitar on the front of it with like fire in the background. I really like Marty Friedman though. I think he's an awesome guitar player. I enjoy that solo album quite a bit. I haven't listened to any of his other solo work or anything else that he's done since he's been, you know, out of Megadeth, other than that solo album. But I absolutely love him. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Dave did him dirty, because like I said, you know, they had Chris Poland, Glenn Becker, Marty Friedman, Kika Luriero, Chris Broderick, and that whoever the hell that guitar player is now. I don't remember his name, but yeah, Megadeth has had so Doug Aldrich too, if I didn't say that. I don't know if he was in Megadeth. I think he was. Anyways, he had so many guitar players, and they're always really freaking good, but none of them stick around for all that long. Like Chris Broderick was on Endgame, 13 and Super Collider, and then that was it. And then Timu Suten, that's it. Timu, he was the one on the most recent one, if I remember correctly. But Kika Luriero was on, what the hell? I can't remember the one they put out in 2019. This Threat Is Real. And then they had another one that they put out 2 years ago that I think he was on as well. I might have some of these timelines wrong, but yeah, Dave Mustaine, in my impression, seems to be that he's a very, very difficult person to work with, although their current guitar player seems to say otherwise. I kind of doubt it because Megadeth has gone through a lot of members. They've gone through a lot of members. I don't remember who's all been a drummer for them. Obviously, Nick Menza was one who passed away like 10 years ago, but they have Dirk Verbeuren, who played for Soilwork. And like, to play in Soilwork, you got my respect. Soilwork fucking kicks ass. And then when that one guitar player left from Soilwork before they put out the Panic broadcast, I think the last album he was on was, that would have been like, not Natural Born Killer, Exile, that was it. Sworn to Exile or whatever the hell it was. I think that was the last album with Soilwork's two original guitar players. I think that was their two originals. That one guitar player left, and then they got that new guy. I don't know his name, but the Panic broadcast is one of my favorite albums. I love that album. I still listen to that regularly, like Late for the Kill, Early for the Slaughter. Love it. Absolutely love that album, or love that song. Two Lives Worth of Reckoning just has a fucking kicking riff. And that was really where I think Bjorn really started to not go into higher registers, but just his shining really shined through on that album in particular. And then The Living Infinite was pretty good, and that was a double album. So, I mean, you had a lot to digest there. The one after that, The Ride Majestic, I liked it, but I didn't love it as much as the previous two albums. And then there was that Overkleiden in 2019, I think it was called. I liked that album quite a bit, The Wolves Back in Town. There's that one song with that one dude from the Viking metal band, Tommy something. I like that song quite a bit. And then the one after that, I don't remember what it's called. I can't say it really grabbed me. I'm sure if I went back and listened to it, I would like it. And I do. And every time I've listened to it, I liked it. But obviously, I don't remember like the tracks off the top of my head. I know some of them are in whatever the fuck language they speak over there. And then The Spirit of No Return. I really like that. It reminds me of early Soilwork, specifically like the beginning riff. Yeah, I really, really like that album. But kind of back to the point of the show, yeah, there's just so many good metalcore albums coming out right now. And dude, I am all here for it. Sorry for the radio silence. But, and you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with the political situation here in the States, as in, you know, it's, the vibe shift definitely is something, right? Where now you see a lot more, and I hate to use this as like a barometer, but like e-girls, right? And you guys are probably rolling your eyes at me right now, but it is a symbol of something, because like the whole TradCon grift being in means that the general...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Recognize culture is that of something more right-leaning. Now, you could debate how right-leaning it is, and you know, the fact that the word conservative doesn't really mean anything, and you would definitely have a point with that, but it shows that because the general cultural, the general culture is going in that direction, that if people are seeing that as the grift to go, then that means that this is more and more the mainstream. And I'm definitely one to call out people who aren't genuine in their beliefs, or at least they don't seem genuine. So yeah, there's going to be plenty of that, but to the point, because it's acceptable means that the genuine people who are of these beliefs can rise to the top if, you know, they're going to. So let me run an ad. I need to shoot some new ads for you guys, but here, do time.
I am stoked to tell you guys about the show's new sponsor. I am now working with MTS Nutrition, which is a brand that I've believed in for a very long time, and they run awesome cells and they have awesome products. So I want to tell you about their amazing protein powder, which you're going to ask me how many pounds I have of the protein powder, and the answer is all of them. So here I got red velvet cake, 25 grams of protein, and they have the amino acids and everything on there, 59 servings. Peanut butter fluff, fluffer nutter, 26 grams of protein, and then also the chocolate chip cookie, which literally has real pieces of chocolate chip cookie in there. So 27 grams of protein, 180. As I've talked about on the show, getting your protein in is very, very important, so make sure you hit that link below and purchase your protein powder through MTS Nutrition. Boom!
All right, and welcome myself back in. Hopefully everybody's doing well one more time. And if you have any questions, you want to talk about anything, drop it below in the chat. I see there's quite a bit of yins watching. So if you just want to listen to me ramble, I'll continue to do that for a few minutes. What movement builds the most delt mass? So funny thing about deltoids is that I've heard the reason why people get such large shoulders when they start doing steroids, and I'll answer your question here in a second, but it's because you have a lot of androgen receptors in your deltoids. So when people start doing steroids, you get more androgens overall. And because you have more androgen receptors in your delts, they get bigger, obviously, right? So like my shoulders, I'm blessed to have like a wide overall body. But at the same time, like if I were to enter a bodybuilding contest, it would kind of, I don't want to say compromise me, but I would have to get very, very lean and really focus on my shoulders and my back, because I have a wider waist as well. So, but best movement for delt mass is going to be the one that you'll do, obviously. But other than that, Jack, if you're still in the chat, you can kind of comment about this a little bit too, but you kind of want to do isolation exercises, right? So delt raises are great. So like lateral raises, and don't do this shit. I see people who do delt raises literally with their arm like this. Like if I were to stand up, or I'll try to display this best I can. So, because this shit drives me nuts. If you look, and hopefully you can still hear me pretty clear, but like if I were to do a delt raise like this, look at that. I have hardly any motion. Like, look how much my hand is moving. This is where your weight's being held, right? So you're not getting that much movement. Versus if you have your arm here and raise it, now look at that. Look how much range of motion you get. Now, granted, the problem with delt raises is you do not have a lot of tension down here. There's a way to fix that, and that's like if you do cable raises, and I think you have to lean away. Jack, once again, if you're in the chat, correct me on this, but there's a way that you can organize yourself. It's a little bit difficult for me to like imagine myself on a machine because I don't have one present, but if you are to lean, I think it's away from the cable machine that you're on, then you can actually get some stretch on your delt when you're just standing at a neutral stance, right? And then from there, you have a more even resistance curve the whole way up here, right? Whereas with regular lateral raises, you have almost no tension here. And granted, you'll have tension like from, you know, here to up here, but you have no tension down here, which is where it's actually the most important area for muscle development. Are there times where going full ROM is not optimal? Okay, well, what's your definition of full range of motion? Or I want to make sure I ask this correct. What's your definition of not going to full ROM? So if we're talking about length and partials, right, you could actually, cool, if you're doing length and partials, then actually that is more optimal doing full range of motion. For a shrug, So basically, if you actually go back to the show, and this was probably like a year or two ago that I had Milo Wolf on, we talk about length and partials. So Moldy, you're going to want to go back and check out that show, obviously, after we're done here. But yeah, go back and watch the show with Milo Wolf, and we kind of explain actually length and partials in some studies more recently has, length and partials are basically where you would basically stay in the stretch position. So like in a squat, right? You don't have a lot of tension on you when you're fully standing, right? Like, granted, you have the weight on your back, but when you go down and you're in the hole, that's when you have the most tension. If you come up and then don't, you know, lock out, you're maintaining tension that entire time. And not only that, the most stretched position is the most stimulative part of any rep. This is kind of why like bands aren't that great for hypertrophy. Granted, they're better than nothing, but they're still not nearly as optimal as length and partials. So like in a bench, when the barbell's on your chest, so see how my arm's right here? The barbell would be right across my chest. So this is going to be the most stimulative part of the rep. Out here, you're at your strongest, and it's also not nearly as stimulative as like right here, and definitely not as stimulative as right here. So if you were to do length and partials on a bench press, you would go up to maybe like right here and come back down and see how like my chest is always under a stretch, right? That would actually be a more optimal way than going full range of motion, or at least according to some studies. If you just don't like doing partial length and partials like that, obviously you don't have to do them. And my understanding of the literature is that you're still going to get very good results doing full range of motion, but it is possible that you get better results from doing length and partials. When I asked Milo about this, we were, I was trying to get like, make this a little bit more concrete. So if you eat three meals a day of protein, then you're getting three anabolic stimuluses throughout the day, right? If you go to five meals a day, as in like, let's say three big meals and then like two protein bars in between those, you know, in between each meal, you're getting more overall stimulus and you're spreading out your protein distribution throughout the day. That's going to be about the same going from three meals a day to five meals a day. You're going to see about the same benefit in that respect from going doing length and partial or from doing full ROM to length and partials. So, yeah, it's not like a huge deal, but it could be something that makes a difference to you if you want to try that. But if you're doing lengthened or a shortened partial, so as in like the easier part of the rep, like you see that stupid dude on Twitter, Misfit Patriot, he benches like this. He doesn't come to his chest. He stops right here. Back up. That is not a rep, and that is not anywhere near as stimulative as getting a full range of motion. So I hope that answers your question. Sorry about the internet connection. Hopefully it comes back up. That would mean it was stolen then if it was that, right? We always joke, you know, Israel this, Israel that. Okay, but how did he do in his fight against... Oh, that was who he fought. You know what? If you can DM me on Twitter that clip, we'll pull that up. I'll see if I can find you real quick, Bemke. No. I didn't know that's who he fought. Man, I wish he beat his ass. I really do. I wish Bryce just beat the shit out of that dude. I can't stand that guy. Yeah, so Bryson Gray fought this stupid Misfit Patriot dude who's like this insane Zionist on Twitter who's just been getting bodied by people left and right. Yeah, no, it really, really was. It was really gay. It was really lame. CRX, actually, if you could find that clip, let me know. I would love to watch that again because it was hilarious. The meme of two retards fighting. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like the political realignment going on now is very interesting, and we'll see how long this goes. I think a lot of people are still kind of riding the high of Trump getting reelected, and it is pretty awesome that you see all these people getting fired. And the joke for me, at least, has been, what do you call all the people who've been fired? A good start. My friend Trey 50 Daniel, and if you don't follow him, you should follow him. He's a very thoughtful guy, very good guy, and him and I are both on like the same page when it comes to, I don't want to say like Manosphere stuff, but kind of like, I hate to even say MRA because MRA has such like a dirty thing to it, but kind of recognizing men's struggles in today's world from more of like a dissident right perspective. He was kind of talking about some of this stuff as well. And like the DM you the link on X. Okay, thank you. And sorry I didn't get back to you already because obviously I'm streaming. So I blocked Andy No because he just posts total fucking rage bait all the time. Okay. All right. Hopefully I don't get in any trouble with YouTube for playing this because it is a little violent, but God, it was so dumb. So dumb. All right. Let's watch this. Why were they even fighting? Like, why?
Hold up, bro! Hey, hold up, bro! You back the fucking street, play.
That Misfit Patriot dude is fat as shit, dude.
You want to play balls?
Yeah, what, so does anybody know why they were fighting? Honestly? Yeah. Oh, my balls. Yeah, oh, that's okay, man. Yeah, I mean, it was a little violent on Bryson's nuts, but as much. Wait, did he really hit him in the balls? He hit him in the balls? Wow. He hit him in the balls? When did he hit him in the nuts? Oh, no, Bryson fucking hit himself in the nuts. Bryson hit himself in the fucking balls, you retard. He literally punched himself right in the balls. God, hopefully that dude doesn't reproduce. I can't stand him. Sometimes he has good takes, but like, I don't know. Like the whole, yeah, it does. It does. It does count as a hit to the nuts. But yeah, it was so dumb. Hopefully him and that Misfit Patriot dude don't reproduce. I feel like with that Misfit Patriot dude, I could get like one eyeglass and it would cover both his eyes. Like, I don't know. Maybe my eyes aren't spread far enough apart. You can make fun of me for being dysgenic. Who fucking knows? But like that dude looks very, very strange. And he has a very, very, I don't want, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble with YouTube if I call him a queer, but yeah, he has that kind of voice. Yeah. Bryson. Yeah. Screw both those guys. He wanted to debate me or something like that. I think I called him some. Yeah, that's probably an inbreeding. He wanted to debate me. I don't even remember what it was about, but I told him, no, I'm not going to debate you, dude. Because all you're going to do, it might have been because he was calling everything demonic. And I'm like, oh my God, I have that word muted on Twitter just because every time I see that, people are like, oh my God, this is demonic. Look, a girl showing her leg on a calendar. It's demonic. Dumb. There's so many freaking retards out there that always have a hot take. And I just, oh, man. Yeah. We're in a YouTube renaissance. Yeah. Well, you know what, Moldy? As much as I'd like to use an F slur and all that, I'm trying to keep my YouTube monetization. Which, that being said, if anybody would feel so generous, you could always leave me a super chat. And maybe I would consider dropping an F slur on here. But, you know. I'm trying to maintain YouTube monetization and, you know, not nuke my channel because, you know, obviously I just got monetized and things are going well for the channel. But yeah, no. We're still going to obey the old, the old school rules because yeah, I don't want to get my channel nuked. But yeah, man, I'm all about it. They should make Sam hot. You know what's funny is that like I don't know that much about Sam Hyde. I've watched a few videos And everything I've watched by him, he's always hilarious, but just like, it's not like I don't like him or anything. I just don't know that much about him. Somebody showed me his TED talk and it was pretty funny. it was very funny. But I feel like that's like a whole untapped thing that I just haven't gotten into. So yeah, it is pretty cool though. Like I know there was that whole video that he did after Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy both like kicked themselves in the balls, and he made fun of them quite a bit. So, you know, that was pretty funny. We had a vote on 4chan, elected him as our ambassador. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. All right. Well, I think I'm going to probably call it here. Everybody make sure make sure you like this video right now, that button down there, wherever the heck it is, hit it again and hit it one more time. Make sure that the thumbs up is there. Make sure you're subscribed. And I appreciate all that stuff. And if you so choose, you can financially support me on this channel for the lowly price of $2.99 a month, where you will see this little GoPro in action on Wednesday, and you'll get to see a Common Crowds performance with and Paralander. And if you're in the Pittsburgh area, you should come out and check us out. We also got tickets for Lacey Sturm, so you guys can come see us there. That's going to be sometime, I think, March 21st next month. So that's going to be really, really cool. I'll be hosting Post Zero today, so I'll be live again here in a little bit over a half hour. So make sure you come back to that. We're going to be talking about emotional manipulation, a little about the Ashley St. Clair situation, which I've managed to stay away from on this channel until today. So it is what it is. But anyways, guys, thank you so much. Links below for everything. And I'll see you guys in about a half hour for Post Zero. All right, thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.